I'm Samantha Souders, and today we're on the job with Tracy Sawchuk. Tracy is a chef, and she owns Taste Bud Temptations in Mesquite. She's owned the restaurant and catering service for nearly 14 years. What made you want to open your own restaurant?
I've always just enjoyed cooking, and it was just one of those opportunities that I came across, and it was too good to pass up. I found the business on a Monday, and by Wednesday, I owned it.
So explain to us what a normal workday looks like for you.
Honestly, sometimes I'm in the kitchen as early as 3 o'clock in the morning. An easy day for me is going into the kitchen at 10, but that very rarely happens. I do a lot of the prep. I have people that help me, don't get me wrong. I've got staff, but it's pretty much me. You know, I'm in the kitchen, I'm getting ready for the restaurant, I'm prepping, I'm cooking, I'm peeling, I'm just doing a little bit of everything.
And what are the rewards of your profession?
Hearing people say how much they like the food, seeing positive feedback. I mean, you're going to get negative feedback regardless, but just, you know, people saying, oh my gosh, that was like my grandma made, or that tastes just like my mom's, or I feel like I was eating at someone's home. It's so nice and comfortable here. And honestly, that's what it is. Just knowing people are leaving happy and full and satisfied.
And what's the most challenging part of your job?
Staff. Again, don't get me wrong, I've got great staff that does work with me, but finding consistent, reliable staff sometimes, you always seem to be in a crunch at one time or another, and it always seems to be that during those crunch times is when something happens to, you know, a staff member, so then you're scrambling to find someone else. Over the holidays, we'll work truly around the clock. I've been in the kitchen for 36 to 48 hours without being able to go home, taking power naps in the corner, you know, just getting everything ready for all the events and stuff like that. So it's not always glamorous. I mean, washing dishes and pots and pans is not a glamorous job, but it has to be done. And I've done it all, and I've got great staff that does help me.
So what advice would you give to someone that maybe wants to open their own restaurant or their own business?
When I got the business, I actually started out as catering. So for the first 10 years, I did nothing but cater. And it was just one of those things where I had enough clientele through catering that said, oh, you need to open the restaurant, you need to do this. And I did it slowly. And I think that's one of the best things, is truly do what you can when you can. I know if I had opened up the restaurant 14 years ago when I got the business, I honestly probably would have shut down in the first 3 years because I had no idea what I was doing. And I went into it doing what I could when I could. And for me, that was the best.
Explain to us what motivates you in your profession.
Seeing how people are happy and satisfied with the food. A lot of the events that we do for catering or for the restaurant, people just come in and they want something unique or they want something different, and just knowing that I can fulfill that. Like I had said earlier, someone giving me the compliment that it tastes like they ate at their grandma's. I had a client that had chicken and dumplings, and she honestly had tears in her eyes because she said it was like her mom's, who had just passed away a couple years ago, and she hadn't had it in forever, and it just reminded her of her mom. So yeah, that was kind of great.
What are the qualifications for your profession?
Absolute dedication, thick skin, because you're not going to please everybody. And that was one of the hardest things that I had to learn.
Why is what you do special to the community?
I think I'm one of the few places that actually does true home cooking. Very little of my stuff is pre-packaged. You know, like I have canned green beans and I have frozen kernel corn. But we do fresh food and we make everything from scratch that we possibly can. So I don't buy something that's frozen and pre-made where I just have to heat it or throw it in the oven and serve it. That's not what I'm about. And to be able to give true home cooking to a community, I think is great, and it's almost rare.
On the job with chef and business owner Tracy Sawchuk.